Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the program, Let's Talk. It's our new hourly program. We started from 6 to 8 o'clock. So we're happy you're joining us. Keep that dial tone and same time, same station every day with your host, Bismarck, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The program runs from 6 to 8. The first portion of the program runs from 6 o'clock till 6:59. And we discuss issues on that program. On the second portion of the program runs from 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and that's the after party. You're listening to Biz Mark right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 929-477-4186. You can call in to holler at your boy, Biz Mark, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family. Or you can just call in to weigh in on the conversation. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3. This is Biz Mark on your station.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the program Let's Talk right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Every day life's been hard. Some feel you won't recover. Darkest hour of night is just before the dawn. We will sacrifice to heal up all our wounds. Tell all the heroes the time for war is over. We will sacrifice.
It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You've been listening to that song by Peter Coa, a live recording artist, with that song Wake Up. The time is now 6:15, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk. If you're just joining me, the program runs from 6 till 8 o'clock, and the first portion runs from 6 till 6:59, and the second portion starts off from 6:59. I mean, from 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock. Yeah. So keep that dial tuned in, and the number is 929-477-4186. 929-477-4186. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Into my life to win, you kill me.
If you're in the Philadelphia area and you're looking for a restaurant to eat, I mean a real nice restaurant, Le Mading Restaurant on 6620 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, Pennsylvania, 19142. That's Le Mading Restaurant. The number is 215-726-0543. You can call in early to put in your order and then pick it up when you get there, or you can call into order. I like to go in there and sit there and have my meal because it's so nice and convenient in there. Plus, I like the owners and the environment. Tell Mr. and Mrs. Kabah that Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you. Le Mading Restaurant on Woodland Avenue, 6620 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19142. Telephone 215-726-0543. One of the best restaurants in the Philadelphia area. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
You know, I seen this girl in the grocery store that I hadn't seen in years. And she was looking so damn fine. You know, it just blows my mind. Just listen to this story. You know, goes like this. Looking out to out. Oh, yes, we are. Hello, baby.
This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the program Let's Talk. Let's see. That was the song called Aisle 9, Tommy Tunes. You're listening to Bismarck right here. Let's get into some headline news right here from Liberia, West Africa. Spending cuts. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has submitted the country's draft 2014-2015 fiscal budget to the national legislature, calling on lawmakers to observe a period of national sacrifice for better efficiency as they allocate available resources. Liberia Revenue Authority to appear today. The 15-man Senate Committee on Ways, Means, Finance, and Budget, Wednesday, May 21st, failed to conduct an open hearing for the newly established Liberian Revenue Authority, LRA, due to lack of quorum that is legislatively needed for such a mandate. LEC delivers a deliverables, not time, matter. Let's say that again. LEC deliverables, not time, matter. An executive of the Liberian Electricity Corporation has emphasized that quality performances in meeting deliverables will be the hallmark of the entity. Deputy CEO for Planning, Joseph Meyer, stressed that distinction must be given to top performers during training exercises amid a scaling the performances of employees and the LEC to new heights. Mr. Meyer made the statement Wednesday, May 21st, in Monrovia, when 41 plant and substation engineers and technicians received certificates after completing phase one of an 18-month in-house training course. LPRC, LEC, finance in hearings. Three government functionaries are expected to face public hearings after audit reports from the General Auditing Commission, GAC, the Public Accounts Committee, PAC, of the legislature has announced Liberia Petroleum Refining Company, LPRC, Liberia Electricity Corporation, LEC, and the Ministry of Finance have all been invited to appear before the Joint Legislative Committee to answer to questions about alleged financial malpractices at their respective institutions. Ambassador Von Balmus presents letters of credence. The Liberian ambassador accredited to the Holy See and the Sovereign Order of Malta, Ambassador Rudolf Von Balmus, has presented his letters of credence to the Holy Father, Pope Francis, at the Vatican City, and the Prince and Grand Master of the Sovereign Order of Malta, His Eminence Fra Matthew, feasting at the Magisterial Palace in Rome, Italy. Grand Jide Nimba to settle differences. Liberia Peace Initiative, LPI, Monday, May 19th, hosted the first Friendship and Reconciliation Luncheon to reunite Nimbayans and Grand Jidens. The luncheon held at a resort in Monrovia brought together Liberia's international partners, government officials, and those from the private sector, according to Liberia Peace Ambassador George M. Weir. The occasion was initiated to officially launch peace dialogue between the neighboring people of Grand Jide and Nimba counties. Man sets himself ablaze Gbanga. Gbanga City, Bong County, was a scene of shooting, pandemonium, and crying when a 29-year-old man set himself ablaze at about 4 p.m. at the Phoebe parking. 29-year-old Papa Kamu was reportedly said he was facing too much hardship, set himself ablaze on Sunday, May 18th. According to eyewitnesses' accounts, Kamu had bought a liter of gasoline measured in a small mayonnaise jar, which the commercial bike riders in that area refer to as musa, with the amount of Liberian $1 or $100. Bong massacre survivors get U.S. $11,000 Resource Center. A groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of a U.S. $11,000 Peace Palava Resource Center, PPRC, in Polokpala Town, Bong County, has been launched. The PPRC's initiative is being implemented under the auspices of the Universal Peace Federation, UPF, with generous donations from support partners around the world. The main person behind the construction of the resource center in Bong County is Ambassador Beverly Gold. Storm vandalizes Bully Demonstration School. On Friday, May 8th, a storm swept through Bole Town in Nimba County and left several homes vandalized and destroyed. Bole Demonstration School, a public school, was also destroyed by the violent storm. Henry Ntie, principal of the school, told the Daily Observer that nearly all facilities in the school, including benches, blackboard, and stationery, were damaged by the powerful wind. It is very unfortunate for us because the storm came at the time we were just about to begin the fifth period test, he said. 3-day conflict resolution seminar in Monrovia. A 3-day conflict resolution seminar will begin on Wednesday, May 21st to 23rd at a local hotel in Monrovia with 20 participants, according to Netsia Moshuga, senior manager of Cape Town South Africa-based Center for Conflict Resolution, CCR. The participants are drawn from human rights organizations, ECOWAS, and the Ministry of Defense. She said two representatives, each from the Liberia Broadcasting System, LBS, and the Daily Observer newspapers have been invited to attend the seminar. Stakeholders want policy to develop livestock sector. Stakeholders in livestock production in Liberia have expressed need for a policy that will enhance livestock development in the country. The stakeholders raised their concern Thursday, May 15, at a one-day consultative meeting held at the Ministry of Agriculture, MOA, and was convened by the international non-governmental organization BRAC, Liberia, Stakeholders attending the meeting included officials of the Ministry of Agriculture and those from the private sector who had gathered to review and to obtain inputs from the National Livestock Policy of Liberia. Our ICCE, Conservation Agriculture Farmers, exhibit products at Mini Agriculture Fair in Nimba. Farmers practicing the newly introduced conservation agriculture around the ArcelorMittal concession areas in Nimba County recently exhibited their first farm products at the Mini Agriculture Fair in Zotapa, Nimba County. About 7 groups from with community participated in the exhibition, which brought together sources of community members, including chiefs, elders, youth, soldiers, students, and women, and among others. Farm produce displays at the fair were mainly vegetable products, including beans, corn, cassava, pepper, and ground pea, peanut. Minister Chinoue outlines challenges in the agriculture sector. Agriculture Minister Dr. Florence Chinoue has spoken of some challenges facing the agriculture sector of Liberia and has called on the government to provide more funding toward the sector. She named constraints such as limited farming equipment to enhance mechanized agriculture, the lack of insecticides to treat food crops, and limited agriculture loans for local farmers as major problems. Minister Chinoue made the statement recently at a conference in Monrovia. Liberian women want immediate release of Nigerian girls. Liberian women under the banner of the Women NGO Secretariat have called on Nigerian government to take total responsibility of the girls and institute immediate action for their release. The women gathered Thursday, May 15, 2014 at the Nigerian Embassy in Monrovia to read a petition statement in solidarity with the many families, especially Nigerian mothers, who watch daily without their girls being part of their families. Australian Scholarship Beneficiaries launched Alumina Association, a group of Liberians who benefited from bilateral scholarship between the Liberian and Australian governments, have organized and launched an alumni association. This, they said, is to extend gratitude and appreciation for affording them the opportunity to pursue studies in Australia. The scholarships were awarded as a part of the Liberian and Australian bilateral agreements. The lunch ceremony at the Mamba Point Hotel was held on Friday, May 16, and brought together students who benefited from the scholarship scheme between both nations. UL Physics Department receives equipment. The Physics Department of the University of Liberia has received equipment departmental staffers consider most needed and valuable to the department in the post-war era. Materials reaching the department including triple beam balances, oscilloscopes, signal generators, audio oscillators, spectrophotometers, capacitor indicators, analyzers, paper cutters, text and evaporating dishes. Despite challenges, we are making progress. Finance Minister Amarakone has told lawmakers of the House of Representatives that he and his team are making progress in the collection of the government revenue despite challenges contained. I'm sorry for that. Finance Minister Amarakone has told lawmakers of the House of Representatives that he and his team are making progress in the collection of government revenue despite challenges contrary to allusions by those he calls critics. Minister Kone told the plenary of the lower house that when he appeared before that August body on January 21st this year, the total revenue collected as at January 17, 2014 was US $278.3 million. Farewell to a humble servant. The final funeral rites over the remains of the former chairman of the National Transitional Government of Liberia, Charles Juan Bryant, was held Wednesday, May 14, at the Trinity Cathedral Episcopal Church in Monrovia, Liberia, including former heads of state, former officials of government, many of whom were co-workers and members of the diplomatic corps, turned out in huge numbers to pay homage to Chairman Bryant, who has been eulogized as the architect of Liberia's peace process. Trouble brews at the hospital. Health workers of the Ganta United Methodist Hospital in Nimba County have begun mounting tension on the hospital administration for salary arrears. On Thursday, May 15, the health workers assembled at the administrative building carrying placards and demanding their salaries for the month of April. The health workers, including nurses, cleaners, securities, and those representing other departments, were seen very disappointed over the failure of their administration to pay them for the month of April. Seven FI Bank employees, US $1.2 million bond in trouble. Star International Company, which filed a US $1.2 million bond to release seven employees of First International Bank, FIB, has gotten itself into trouble with Criminal Court C at the Temple of Justice. The insurance company in early 2014 wrote the court that it was withdrawing its US $1.2 million bond filed as a surety for co-defendants Angie Brooks, Kebekola Clark, Jeremy Talibili, Bien Dagsi, Arikanos Freeman, Robert Cummings, and Richard Boyer. Liberia, Cameroon to establish joint commission. The foreign minister of the Republic of Liberia and Cameroon have agreed to work for the establishment of a joint commission for technical cooperation between their two countries. PUL host 2014 awards night and dinner Friday. The Press Union of Liberia, PUL, with sponsorship of Estello Medal, will hold its annual awards night and dinner in Monrovia on Friday, May 16. Hundreds of journalists, media development partners, top government officials, including Senate Pro Tempore Mazoba Finley and other invited guests, will grace the ceremony at the Monrovia City Hall beginning at 6 p.m. the annual event, which is an extension of World Progress Freedom Day celebration, recognized the honors and honors outstanding journalists and media institutions that perform above average over a year period. Thomas Wyanwu misrepresented past under oath. Tom Wyanwu has been arraigned in a United States Eastern District Court of Pennsylvania on charges of fraudulently attempting to obtain citizenship and fraud in immigration documents. Wyanwu faces a U.S. $4 million fine and 110 years of imprisonment if he is found guilty. Wyanwu, also known as Chekunte Thomas Smith, was arraigned on a 22-count charge of indictment, providing false information on his form under 400 applications for naturalization and his involvement in the Civil War in Liberia. Arson attack on Monrovia School leaves students' parents in despair. Students and parents of the Apostolic Foundation in Syncor, Monrovia, are expressing frustration and doubt over the fate of the school following arson attack that entirely destroyed one side of it. Speaking on the campus of the burnt school on May 12, 2014, both students and parents expressed that the attack has caused a major setback in their lives at such a critical juncture in the academic year, considering the administering of West African examination. The nearly 1,900 workers of the beach and waterways project saw their expectations shattered after President Sirleaf's 1 week appeal to settle some of their 4 month arrears failed to materialize. And the only word fit to describe the workers' disappointment and frustration: I cannot believe that 4 months will go by and we are yet to receive any pay, a 45-year-old mother told the Daily Observer during the follow-up visit to West Point Beach last Sunday. Storm causes serious disaster in Vanjama. A very violent and disastrous storm has left many structures in Vanjama, Lofa County, destroyed and derouted. The Tuesday, May 13 storm de-roofed the Telawoya Hospital, damaging a huge consignment of drugs. The violent storm also destroyed the roofs of Child Welfare Committee Public School and another private school. Several homes and houses were touched by the storm. The incident occurred at about 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Many people were seen in a panic, shaken by the heavy storm. President Sirleaf makes new appointments. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has made a number of appointments at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Liberia Telecommunication Authority, the Board of Liberia Electricity Corporation, Lofa Community College, and the Bunk Community College, pending confirmation by the Honorable Liberian Senate, where applicable Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Witty Brownell, Inspector General of the Foreign Service Liberia Telecommunication Authority, Mrs. Maria G. Harrison Commission. ODLIB, Educators, Adolescents, Girls on Teenage Pregnancy, a local non-governmental organization One Dream Liberia Incorporated, ODLIB, has conducted a one-day training of trainers, TOT, workshop for the adolescent girls on the danger of teenage pregnancy, negative peer pressure, and rape, as well as prostitution and drug abuse. Judge blames lower budget for corruption in judiciary. The criminal court B judge has disclosed that for the judiciary to be independent and corruption free, it needs adequate budgetary allocation. We note with concern that even though numerous calls are being made for the judiciary to be independent and corruption-free, notwithstanding, the legislative and executive branches of government have failed to increase the budget for the judiciary. Judge Nancy F. Sammy of Criminal Court B added, at the time when it needs adequate budgetary appropriate in undertaking measures for judicial efforts. Wow, what an excuse for corruption in Liberia, especially up in the judiciary. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You've been listening to some headline news from Liberia, West Africa. And time is now 6:56. It's almost time for us to get into the after party. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 929-477-4186. Let's get into some music now. The song by Kobe Maxwell.
Abiba.
Kobe Maxwell.
Abiba. C'est bon.
Oniba.
Toega. Abiba, beautiful lady.
Okay.
From the hair to the toe. Her eyes.
Huh?
Her lips. Front and the back. Her legs. Is guaranteed.
Let's go.
She's so good. Abiba, what are you doing? Me kunu ya do. Me na mi chisio. Me nu mo shishi mzo. Eya mi do. Eya mi do. Abiba, ejani.
Excellent.
who you are, why, me born in Brani, Kenny Yamba, if you do ya, me come in Sure, Nanon Sure, and Pokriama, and if you make go, Nanan to the air, I bet you why, Abiba, 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 Abiba,
Mana, 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 Nata, and I will be sang up, and I can go, what's it, Jacket, Abiba, Abiba, la lumière de mes nuits, oh mama, la beauté, oh toi, dans les idées, t'as tout moi, chanté pour toi, et yo, Abiba, 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 oh, ma sirène, Abiba, viens, on va couper, décaler, la tomate, attention, je te dis, papa n'est pas là, hey, maman n'est pas là, tout le monde, la femme n'est pas là, hey, hey, le satan n'est pas là, qu'est-ce qu'on fait, tout le monde, attends.
Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. If you're looking for a custom design security system, check out Carmen Dooley Security, Digital Security System, Custom Design Security. The number is 267-254-2994. They're one of the best in the Philadelphia and Pennsylvania area. Home theater designs, commercial and residential, CCTV, burglar protection, fire alarm system, you name it. They are one of the best in the security system, surveillance system in America, in the Pennsylvania area. Check a Carmen Dooley Security, Digital Security System. The number is 267-254-2994. Custom Design System. That's Carmen Dooley Security. Tell them Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you. We're in the after party now. Let's get it started with something by Daha right here.
No. Ooh.
Thank you. I'm in love with you, baby.
If you're looking for your African, Caribbean, and American foods, check out Dwella Market, retail and wholesale, 1948 1948 South 65th Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19142. The number is 215-727-4505. That's the Dwella Market, African, Caribbean, and American foods, retail and wholesale, 1948 South 65th Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19142. Tell them Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you. Check them out. They're one of the best in Philly.
Aren't you love so red? Aren't you love so red?
behind you, baby. Oh, just anywhere you go, I will go.
We got a caller on the line right now. Caller 267, what's up? What's up, caller 267? Hello?
Baby.
In the dark, I can see from behind. I remember the first time we made love. All the things that we did when we gave up.
Blown to the sofa, kitchen to the table, and back to the bed when we go. Oh no,
I just can't let you go. No.
Oh no, just can't let you go.
We got a caller on the line, caller two, area code 267. How you doing? This is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. You're live on air. This is Radio Talk 101.3. This is Bismarck. May I know who I'm speaking with?
Oh, you are speaking to Lomas Gary.
How you doing, Mr. Gary?
Oh, I can't be blessed, my brother. I just want to tell you how happy and how I appreciate the job that you're doing right now for your people, though. I'm happy that you're on the radio station educating the people to some of the issues that is happening around the world. You have to keep on the good work, my brother.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Mr. Gary. That's Gary Lomas there, one of Liberia's celebrity right there, the basketball legend. Hello, Ms. Gary. We want to thank you very much for shouting out to the station, Radio Talk 101.3. We'll be talking to Mr. Gary one of these days, talking about the Liberian Basketball Federation and during the days when they took Liberia to the national level. We highly appreciate it, Mr. Gary. Do you want to shout out to anyone?
Oh, I would just like to send a shout out to Henry Benson and his family, Eddie Sumo and his family. All those who's listening to the program, though, keep the faith. That's all, you know. And just keep on doing what you're doing, my brother. We appreciate that a whole lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gary. Thank you very much. We love you here at Radio Talk 101.3. To all our listeners out there, we love you too. And it's highly appreciated from Mr. Gary, one of Liberia's best. This is Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into something now for Mr. Gary, the song by Nimadi, LIB recording artist, with the song Trip.
I left my home so long ago to travel through distant lands. All the things that I had to see to come back home and lend a hand. Oh, lo and behold, human nature just landed her blow. Changed everything I had planned, changed every damn thing in my life. No matter how tall I had to fall, no matter how strong I became weak, this is my song that I must sing.
tuned into one of the biggest movements in the world. Shout out to the world. Big Mo. Young Calico.
Now let me see you talk, 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 talk. Drop and stop. Girl, I've been hurt, and I don't wanna do it again. But girl, I'm the worst. I'm trying to be with you when you're free, when you're free. Buddy, you wanna try to love me tonight. There we need to take a slower ride.
People, yeah. Tonight we're about to fall. take us out, hey, hey, take us out, hey, hey, take us out, hey.
Number is 929-477-4186. Let me just ask y'all this question. Do y'all really know who we just had on the radio calling in to holler at us? Lomis Gary, one of Liberia's great, Liberia's basketball legend, man. Man, this guy took Liberia to the internationals, man. Come on. What? Yeah, we're going to be having him on one of these days for an interview. Lomis Gary. Big ups. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the After Party. The time now is 7:39, and if you're looking for your one-stop West African market, check out Liberia Waterside Market on 6634 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19142. The number is 267-244-4900. That's your one-stop West African market for all your food products and needs. Check out Liberia Waterside Market. The number is 267-244-4900. That's 6634 Woodland Avenue. Tell them Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you.
Woo!
Children are dying around the world. There's no equal rights, no justice for all.
Can we stop the politics? Can we stop the rehabilitation?
Yeah. Just don't agree. I believe in peace.
Come on.
Equal justice for all, you know. With God above our rights, truth, we will over all.
Come on.
Music
educated. I want you to know the time has come. We want leaders and dreamers to build us a better tomorrow. And you need to take a lesson from Nelson Mandela. And you will regret it.
Take a little bit of this come on. Now and let this be your destiny.
I want you.
Take a little bit of this
come on.
Now and let this be your destiny.
I want you.
Take a little bit of this
come on.
Now and let this be your destiny.
I want you.
Take a little bit of this
come on.
Now and let this be your destiny.
I want you.
Take a little bit of this
come on.
Now and let this be your destiny.
I want you.
Come on. I believe that love
come on.
Will conquer all. Give us strength to
live.
No more selfish greed for power and wealth. And indeed,
I want to see
strength. Lord,
come
it's my strength and my salvation.
Yeah.
I want to be a bread of
yeah. Come on.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of
death. I want to see you fear no evil.
For come on.
God, I walk with us.
I want to know why we still fight
come
wars
on.
In
come
the 21st
on.
Century.
I want to know.
Why are we still killing
come
our
on.
Brothers and sisters like animals?
I want
why the children still
come
dying
on.
From hunger around the world?
I want to know.
Questions I want to ask.
Come on.
There's things I want to know.
I
want
to know.
I
want to
know.
Really
I want to know. Questions I want to ask.
Come on.
There's things I want to know.
I want to know.
Come on. I want to know.
Come on.
Nationwide. Bree Lyrica. Just don't leave, baby. I lie to you and tell the truth to the outside. I'm looking in my watch cause I'm thinking it's about time to hang the jersey up. Baby, you've been hurt enough.
Tell me what you want. I'm gonna be here. I ain't going nowhere.
specialize in African food and general groceries. Moselle International Food Market Incorporated, 6534 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19142. Telephone 215-727-0444. Specializing in African food and general grocery, it's Moselle International Food Market Incorporated, 6534 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19142. Telephone 215-727-0444. Tell them Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you.
Come on. You make money, what's up? Your face look right, your body look tight. A true African beauty, baby, you're not cutie. I swear you're not sweetie. Oh yeah, baby, I smell lies. I'm feeling your mug. One for carry you, one for blood with you. Right now, all the time, every day. Baby girl, you got me, you got me, you got me. You'll be our friends, cause I got many friends. You wanna move the two, you wanna jingling, tingling. We gon' have fun, more sexing, more bumping, more action. Show some loving, give some loving, show some loving.
Look, it's time to get out of here. We got about 3 more minutes to go. It's about 7:57. This month we've had a nice show with you since 6 o'clock this evening up till 8 o'clock. Make sure you check us out same time, same stations, right here with your same host, Bismarck. Hey, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a blessed evening. Hey, be careful out there, spread the love. Remember, Jesus loves you, and we love you out here. We just talk 101.3. This is Bismarck. We love you out there. Peace.
Black skin, big ass, baby, that's how I like. Body shape size, cocoa battle, money looks like. Fiancé pute, booty bam, booty bam, booty bam, bam.
Come on,
show me love.
Ayo, Javelli, yo, Javelli, what's good, my nigga, it be?
Whoa,
this is a remix. When I started for the prolong,
come on, nigga, for come
by now to hear. What's up, an African?
Yeah, baby.
Pick up your phone, yeah, tell you girl you love far more.
Good conversation,
pick up your phone, yeah, tell you girl you love far more.
Y'all,
Istanbul. Yo, bring it back, homie.
Whoa, remix, remix.
And you love the red.
Yo,
hey, we love you out there. This is Bismarck. Peace.